sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the third and final hour here on this New Year's Day, January 1st, 2026 edition. Oh, almost said 2025. 2026 edition, your defending fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Jay and Denise Onaway, happy first day of 2026. Absolutely, greatly appreciate you guys. One of the things that you have to understand as we go through this process today, and in the first hour, we talked about goals, we talked about resolutions, writing things down, what we want to do to accomplish this year, the goal, the mission of this show for 2026, and what we're going to do together, letting each other know what our goals are. We talked about Officer Rick and Rod and myself and others. Well, if there's something that you would like us to know about you and what you plan to do this year, especially one big item, should be your first one on your list that you write out, the text message that you share with your wife or your friends or your neighbors or somebody that can, number one, hold you accountable, but number two, can help you, can support you in your efforts. Hey, you've been working out like you said you were going to on New Year's Day. You said you're going to work out three times a week. Is this something that you're still doing? How's it going? You look stronger. You look healthier. How do you feel? Well, if you're not, they can help you, hold you accountable, remind you, support you, and that is the focus of this year. Again, a lot of parties, a lot of things we're going to do. We're going to have more fun this year. We're going to be happier. We're going to enjoy life. We're going to be more positive. I'm going to work out. I'm going to read the Bible before the show. I've got a routine that I've laid out that I can accomplish. It's something I can do. I'm going to talk to Rick Randall shortly after the show today and talk about Mondays coming on and sharing maybe in the third hour some things from his book, The Good Words book, Pass the Positive Effort. Keep us fired up and motivated every Monday. The Flatline Show that we do on Sunday mornings, 7:30 to 8. You're used to getting up anyway for work. Listen to The Flatline on the Patriot Voice Radio Network, the radio station, both websites, both phone apps. Sunday mornings, 7:30, 8 o'clock. It's a half hour that will just basically make your Sundays even more blessed. We carry church as a public service from 11 to noon on Sundays. Get into the habit of listening, checking it out. Better yet, go to church locally in person. Dedicate yourself that you're going to start going to church every Sunday. this year. Well, guess what? It starts in 3 days. Today's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You can go to church this Sunday. Just think about it. Will this improve my life? Will this make me feel better? Like, will this make me feel like I'm part of something? If you feel that it's important for you to do this, we'll be there for you. Just let us know. We'll share it and support you in it. That's the basis of what we are trying to accomplish. That is our goal. That is our mission statement. That is going to be our mode of operandi for this year, 2026. Forgive people. Give them a phone call. Get rid of that hate. Get rid of the grudge. Get rid of the negative energy. And let's move forward.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. Our Second Amendment rights are under attack, and as Attorney General, I'll make constitutional carry a reality and defend your Second Amendment freedoms. No more permits for law-abiding citizens to exercise the rights and protect their families. I've stood up for liberty. Now stand with me to make Michigan red again. Endorse me at the March Convention and safeguard our Constitution. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevinformi.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithin, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithin of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three today, New Year's Day, 2026. Longtime friends and listeners, Tim and Ilona downstate, send me this meme, this picture. If you would like this, text me prayer. New Year's prayer. A special prayer is offered for you on New Year's Day. May God, in His unceasing love, send many gifts your way. May He fill your heart with peace and be forever near, blessing you and guiding you throughout the coming year. Happy New Year. That's my prayer to all of you guys. I'd like you to text me prayer so I can send you this so you can share it with others. Let's see if we can get this meme out there. I'm going to share it also on my social media. I'm going to put it on my Twitter X account right now as a post. Trucker Randy. My prayer for you. Today and every day throughout the year. Day throughout the year. This year. I'm going to make it this year. There we go. My prayer for you today and every day throughout this year. Randy. Because, you see, like-minded individuals sharing energy, sharing ideas, sharing concepts, sharing information, basically educating others about what you believe in, about your perspective. You see, one thing that Charlie Kirk's life gave to me was the fact that you need to confront and discuss and debate and talk with others that don't see it your way. You know, his come and confront me or whatever his words were for his events basically challenged young people to come and confront me, come and challenge me, come and let's have a conversation. And if we do this on a regular basis throughout this year, this is going to be absolutely a process. So as we look at different things, as we look at, for example, history, this is something that you have to look at the history of and make a decision about. Political enemies? No, they're not enemies. They're people maybe a little misguided, maybe not fully informed. Maybe they don't know their history. I got a meme sent to me, said, quick history lesson today, Randy. Who did this? And a whole list of things here on the meme. Who killed Lincoln? A Democrat. Who killed JFK? A Democrat socialist. Who killed Martin Luther King? A Democrat. Who created the KKK? Democrats. Who lynched black people? Democrats. Who put together school segregation, separating kids in schools based on the color of their skin? Democrat. Who created Jim Crow laws? Democrats. Who created internment camps during World War II? Democrats who created the Confederacy. Democrats who are called racist. Republicans. All of this is true, but again, is it relevant in today's society? Evidently, people are talking about race. They're talking about hatred of the Jews or hatred of the Palestinians or hatred of, you know, whoever. Why? We've got to stop this thinking. We got to stop this rhetoric. We have got to stop society from doing this. And we can't be complacent about it. Remember the cycles of the fall of a nation, of a society? Complacency is part of it. Being apathetic toward standing up and speaking out and saying, guys, stop this. We don't need this type of rhetoric. We don't need this in our lives. This is not what we need. We've got to knock it off. We've got to stop it. Well, I got a New Year's message from Pastor Chatfield for tomorrow's history lesson. First, he starts off with Happy New Year. He said, tomorrow's history lesson topic will be World War II. Key battles, generals, and the generals that were absolutely instrumental in us winning the war. I don't know how many hours I spent watching documentaries this Christmas break about World War II, but it's very captivating. I'm looking forward to the history lesson tomorrow from 10 to 11 because that was the war of the greatest generation, I believe, we ever had in America. Our fathers and grandfathers who fought in World War II absolutely brought about abundance. The abundance that we enjoy today, that we've been enjoying ever since the end of that war in 1945. 80 years of abundance, and it's only going to get better this year. I talked about it. When we file our tax returns this year, the amount of money we're getting back, well, set aside about $400-$500. You're going to need it. The party on 4th of July at Liberty Mountain, USA. The Fun Shoot Pig Roast on July 18th with the candidates all going to be invited to come and speak to us just a couple of weeks before the August 4th primary. Oh, yeah. We are going to have some fun, but we are going to be educated about the people who want to lead us starting January 1st next year, 1 year from today. January 1st, 2027 is going to be a completely different show than it was today. We'll look back on the goals. We'll look back on what we did this year and hopefully be victorious and very excited about the new direction of fixing the state of Michigan because of who we elect in the August 4th primary to run against the Democrats in November. This year, man, not the election next year. No, it's the election this year. It's game on. We are in it. So we're excited. Absolutely excited. Now, one of the things that you have to understand that this all boils down to very simply listening and sharing. What you need to do is become a storyteller. as you hear the things we talk about, as we do the interviews with these people, as we talk about policies, we talk about issues, we talk about what they want to do if they get elected to lead this state, and then share it. I heard this guy running for Attorney General, Kevin Kiefsky. This lady running for Secretary of State, Monica Yutuma. This person running for governor. Then just talk about it. Share the information. Heard this interview? I'm going to vote for him. I think you should too. Tell the waitress at the restaurant. Talk to the people standing in line at the grocery store, at the checkout lines, Myers, Walmart, whatever. Yeah, I don't know you, but guess what I heard on the radio? Guess what I heard? And then people start sharing the information with other people. And when we advertise these events and people come to these events, they'll meet these people. I'm going to invite every single candidate I know to Liberty Mountain on 4th of July. I'm going to ask Jim Runstedt, the chairman of the Republican Party, to come. This is going to be a phenomenal event. Can't tell you about it just yet, but man, we're laying it out and I'm excited. This is going to be a party. In the end of the night, the fireworks display is going to blow you away. You're going to want to come see it just for the fireworks. So we're excited. Lots of plans, lots of things happening. Carla said, I'm sorry, Randy, but we are buried at my restaurant this morning. Still busy. She's cooking away. People wanted to come out and have a good breakfast this New Year's Day at her restaurant. So good for you. So one of the things that we're going to wrap up in the last half hour, not news stories, nothing going on in Lansing. It's a total ghost town. We've got football games this afternoon. Vicky's watching the Rose Bowl parade out in California right now. I guess it's raining out there. First time I can ever remember rain in California, Southern California, on New Year's Day during the Rose Bowl parade, but it is raining. Really excited about some NFL football games on Saturday and then Sunday afternoon, the Lions at 4 o'clock, and then the Sunday night game, Baltimore going into Pittsburgh Steelers. Winner takes the division. Going to be a good game Sunday night. Got some phone calls to make right after the show today. Got some folks I want to reach out to, wish them Happy New Year's. Texted them last night at midnight, and they never responded. I did get one response from the son-in-law, Mike. He says, you were up at 12:24? He said, I was on my third dream already. So, yes, absolutely. One of the things that we want to do is have some more fun this year than we did in 2025. We struggled through a lot of stuff together. We made it, and it's only going to get better this year. I'm excited. I hope you are too. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.